Adventure at the Edge of Creation by John A. Brodie. The story begins. Once upon a time, in a magical land called the Edge of Creation, there lived a group of wise spirits. These spirits shared a love for the planet and all of its creatures and life forms. They were caretakers of the natural world, and they could create new and exciting worlds by dreaming them into being. Their love for new experiences and adventures made their world burst with colours, sounds, and wonders. Among these adventurers was a little dreamer named Willow. Willow loved exploring and imagining all sorts of incredible things. One day, Willow found a sparkling path that led to the heart of the Edge of Creation. Excited, Willow followed the path, eager to see where it would lead. As Willow walked, a wise old owl named Olivia appeared on a branch above. "Welcome, young adventurer," Olivia hooted. "I'm glad you found me. I have an important message for you. You have the power to create your own story. You must remember never to doubt your worth or your right to be happy. Your life is your own grand adventure, and you are in control of where it goes from here." Willow nodded eagerly. Olivia's words created a warm glow of confidence, but deep down, Willow wondered if things like age, where you come from, or social status could determine what the future would be like. "Believe in yourself," Olivia continued. "Reality is all in your imagination. You are living in a world that you have created with your thoughts and dreams. Don't settle for less than what you desire. When challenges arise, they are not punishment. They are puzzles for you to find the best solution for. Your reality is shaped by what you consistently think and believe." With these words echoing in Willow's mind, the adventurer continued along the path. Soon, Willow met a cheerful rabbit named Rachel, who was hopping around joyfully. "Hello, Willow," Rachel exclaimed. "Most people accept limits because it seems easier, but you don't have to. You have unlimited creative power. You can be just like a magical wizard. You can think outside the box, which means trying something new, and create ideas that make your heart sing." Feeling inspired, Willow decided to embrace the adventure wholeheartedly. "This is amazing," Willow thought. "Life truly is an adventure, and I'm feeling I have a unique role to play in it." The message of the forest was that we each had an important part to play in shaping the future of the planet. As Willow explored further, a playful fox named Franklin appeared. "Some folk think everything happens by chance, but we know better," Franklin said with a wink. "Life is meant to be enjoyed. When you come to a fork in the road, take it. Any choice is better than no choice at all." Willow laughed, feeling the thrill of endless possibilities. With each step into the magical forest, Willow was realizing that reality was not set in stone. It is changed and shaped by our beliefs and thoughts, because it is whatever we happen to perceive through our five physical senses and our own higher awareness that will seem real to us. Willow was beginning to understand that everybody had their own unique perception of the world around them. Soon, Willow met a friend named Birdie, a clever fellow, life adventurer, who loved exploring just as much as Willow did. Together, they were discovering what they were not just witnesses to creation. They were the creators. Every time I take a walk in this forest, I get the feeling we are supposed to be caretakers for the world around us. We are here to come up with new and better ways of doing things, Birdie said with a twinkle in the eye. When we face challenges, it's to inspire us to bring balance and harmony into our world. We shouldn't settle for less than our heart's desires. We can create the world of our dreams by always aiming for the best world we can imagine. We may not always reach our goal, but we will be moving in the right direction and will benefit everyone around us. Willow and Birdie decided it was very important for them to follow their hearts and always try and picture a world filled with joy, appreciation, love for all of our world and all its many creatures. They knew they would make mistakes along the way, but that was part of their journey. Each mistake was a chance to learn and grow stronger. Thinking about what they had learned, Willow said, "Here in this forest, we really are at the edge of creation, with the world around us springing into life." As they sat by a shimmering lake, in every moment, everything is new again because it's all a product of our imagination. What happened in the past no longer matters, and what will be is always based on what we believe, say, and do today, right now. I like the idea of thinking of our lives as playing an adventure game where life's challenges can be approached as puzzles to find the best solution for. We can be of benefit to the whole world by how we choose to think and act. Birdie nodded, feeling the same sense of purpose. Believe in yourself and share your strength and light with the world. This forest gives me the sense that we are to being called to be the peacemakers, capable of channeling unlimited power to heal and spread love and joy wherever we go. With their hearts full of determination, Willow and Birdie set out to shape their reality with every thought and action. They understood that their lives had great importance, for they were warriors of spirit and the designers of reality.